Eamon Carey is on the line. We introduced him a few moments ago. Eamon, another Eamon, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, your colleague Conor Purcell has been to a bird market in Kabul. He's been creating Kabul's first iPhone app. And before we talk to you, let's have a listen to that.
So, where exactly are we now in Kabul?
In Bird Street of, in Kabul.
Okay, and this is right in the centre of the city?
Sure, yes.
Okay, and everywhere around us there are birds being sold. Who exactly buys these birds?
Especially the young guys, they are coming, and who is so interested to have birds at the house, they are coming and buying from here.
Okay. And how much do the birds sell for?
It's different price according to the type and quality of the bird, starting from 100 apps, which is covering $2, up to $200.
$200. And how long has this market been going on for? This for a long time?
It's for a long time. I don't know exact date, but maybe around 100 years, more or less. Yes.
So even during the war, this market was still going?
Yes, yes.
Now, everyone would be wondering, why in God's name would you create a sort of a tourist facility, an iPhone app, to show you the sights of Kabul, Eamon?
Yeah, the Kabul app is kind of phase one of a bigger project that we're looking at doing there. But one of the reasons that we did it is that it's starting to actually become a weekend destination for people who live in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, Qatar and cities around the Gulf. So there are now direct flights from Dubai on Dubai's kind of version of Ryanair called Fly Dubai. So you can get over to Kabul. It's only about an hour and a half's flight and it's quite cheap. It's about $150 return from Europe. There are return flights now from Frankfurt. And there is quite a sizable community of people, expat people over in Afghanistan at the moment.
So, Eamon, if I go there, how will the app help me around? What can I find on the app?
It gives you what you would expect in a regular tour guide. So it will tell you, you know, the good restaurants to go to, hotels to go to, cafes, attractions like the bird market. You'll have videos that will show you what's what and what's happening. We'll have podcast interviews with various interesting characters. We'll also have, I guess, slightly more specific to Kabul, information about security, roadblocks, any bomb alerts, anything like that. So it'll kind of tell you what to do in Kabul, and I guess it'll also tell you what not to do and where not to go.
It sounds like a fantastic endeavor. How will that make money for your company, Urban?
Well, it's more about just getting the app out there at the moment. But we're talking to a few of the airlines that actually fly into Kabul about potentially partnering with them, whereby they would actually sponsor the app or advertise on it, and we'll generate revenue in that way. But it's a lot more about trying to foster some sort of collaboration with people on the ground over there. So people who are in universities or students or journalists, and get them to feed information into our application. So hopefully everyone benefits.
Now, tell me about your company, Urban. It's based in Dubai, is that right?
Yeah. We set up in Dubai earlier this year. Again, kind of a digital communications company. So similar to what Eamon said, Eamon Leonard said, we run services for clients. So we'll work with brands or ad agencies or companies or individuals to create mobile apps or Facebook applications or communication strategies for them, and that's our kind of our bread and butter, and that generates the salaries for us. And then we also work on our kind of own projects, this Kabul app being one of them, which are not necessarily as much about making money as they are about prototyping ideas and testing things out and seeing if we can develop products that will then go maybe mass market or maybe will be a niche product that will sell reasonably well and spin out into its own company.